These are the things big media won't tell you.
Anything you say, they write it down, they tape you.
Yes.
They tweet about it.
Yes.
Lay off the comedians, okay?
Yes.
Leave the comedians. We're like the philosophers right now.
With Michelle Morin.
Oh, I think my special guest, Candace Owens, would love to comment on that. Comedians and the new philosophers of the day. I'm Michelle Morin here with the wonderful rising star Candace Owens. She is a conservative commentator. She represents Turning Point USA, and she is here with me tonight on this special edition of the Michelle Morin Show to not only promote the Boulder County GOP Lincoln Reagan dinner, which happens this Saturday, February 3rd, at 4:30 p.m. for VIP tickets, 6:30 p.m. for dinner. Go to the website, bocogop.org. It's bocogop.org, bouldercountygop.org, to register and get your tickets. I'm sure they are going to sell out, and you don't want to be left out in the cold if you want to be at this event, which you do want to be. Candace is going to be there. The keynote speaker is Turning Point USA's own Charlie Kirk. We will go into those details at the end of the segment here, but we want to get back into the conversation here with Candace. Candace, State of the Union is Tuesday night, President Trump's first State of the Union. And you indicated you weren't aware of another State of the Union that's going to be happening tomorrow night. It's called the People's State of the Union. Now, you may not know this about me. I loved to call out big media. My tagline is telling you what big media won't. It sounds like your tagline is telling you what big entertainment really does. And so I'm thinking this might be right up your alley. So
yes.
Here's what I'm seeing. Daily Wire's covering this. Actually, I've got Fox News. Everybody's covering this. Michael Moore, Mark Ruffalo, Alyssa Milano, Rosie Perez, Whoopi Goldberg, Wanda Sykes, Kathy Najimy, I don't know how you say that, singer Andra Day and rapper Common, are going to be at the People's State of the Union event tomorrow night. And Ruffalo told People magazine this. He said, "In essence, it's a better reflection of our State of the Union based on a more populist point of view, based on the people's point of view. I think it's important because we have a president who has a difficult time with the truth, who has a radical, divisive agenda, and spends an enormous amount of time focusing on the negative and hopelessness and despair." End quote. Your take, Candace, tell me.
Look, I think if they sprinkle Rosie O'Donnell and Chelsea Handler on top, it'll be a convention of idiots, and I look forward to the memes and the sound bites from it. That's all I can say. I will definitely do a video on it.
Oh, good. Sure. I can't wait to see it. Oh,
it's
that's
too
funny.
Easy. They make it too easy, you know? It's
going
to be a lot of fun.
So I want to go back to this Jay-Z interview. We were talking about this in the first segment. CNN came out this morning, and hat tip to Sean Mitchell, my friend from Broomfield, Colorado, former state senator here in the state of Colorado. He actually posted this article this morning and said, see what's wrong with this article, and he left it. At the time, this was about 9 o'clock this morning, I looked at the article, and I have two printouts here right in front of me. Same article, two different headlines. This morning, the first headline was this. This is CNN. Quote, "The economy is not Trump's ticket to 2020 victory." All right? I looked at it again at about 1 o'clock today, and I made sure I wrote down the headline. The new headline, Candace, get this. "Voters of color won't be fooled by Trump's claims on black jobless rate."
I saw that headline today. That's really funny that you mention it. It's interesting because you can almost see the psychology happening there. It's like it's such a sleight of hand. They're trying to almost brainwash people. Like, you're not going to be fooled by this, right? That would be silly for you to be fooled by this. He's not fooling anybody. The economy is doing amazing. This is something that we should look forward to. Economic growth is the only way black people are going to be able to get ahead in society. So trying to brainwash us into thinking that it's not beneficial to us is an absolute joke, which is why we call CNN fake news.
Oh, gosh. Play the Jay-Z clip again where he's just, you know, emoting about how it's not about money. You know, what does that tell you? It tells you they darn well know that black people and minorities are benefiting from what Trump's doing, right?
Correct. And they're scared. It also lets you know that there is some apprehension there. They know that if they lose the straps here, if black people do find success under Trump, they're going to vote for him. You know, I have an aunt, and she lives out in Arizona, and she said she was very, very pro-Hillary, very anti-Trump. Went to dinner with her last month, and she said, you know, I can't even watch CNN anymore. It's just negative, 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 negative. And all I can say is that if my stocks continue to go up the way they are, I'll vote for Trump, too.
Absolutely.
That's what it comes down to. So this is massive damage control. They have nothing. They have no argument left. They're going to try to, again, convince black people to vote against what would actually benefit them. And it's not going to work this time.
All right. Thank you. Now, with that said, I want my listeners to know your background, because you are one of the most articulate, intelligent young women I have spoken to in recent years. And I want my listeners to know where you came from and how you got to where you are now, in whatever format you want to take that, whether it's income level, whether it's ideology, or whether it's a little bit of both. Tell my listeners about yourself. I love these stories with a passion. So go for it.
Sure. So, you know, my story's out there. I don't come from anything. My family doesn't come from anything. My mother didn't even graduate high school. So it's a very typical black story in terms of just, I guess, my economic placement, if you want to call it that. Similar to all black people, I assumed that I was a liberal growing up. And I call that what Democrats have been able to do very well effectively, is to dominate the media and to dominate the academia and do this sort of mass brainwashing. But the issue is not that black people are ignorant. The issue is that we spend all of our time trying to get our head above water. So you actually don't care about politics. You're not paying attention to politics.
Okay.
And when the election comes around, Democrats are knocking on your door telling you, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, racism is going to come back if you don't vote for Democrats. And we actually learn in school that the Democrats saved us. And you learn the lie about, you know, how the Republicans and the Democratic Party switched. So this is sort of, where this mass information campaign happens. And I always say that Donald Trump needs to campaign to get our schools back, because that's where they're doing the most damage, in schools. And then they also control, obviously, Hollywood. So for me, I was $100,000 in student loan debt. And I didn't even finish college because in my senior year, my loan got declined. So I had $100,000 in debt and no diploma. And I went and moved to New York City, was sleeping on a girlfriend's couch, and said, I just need a job, because when you don't pay back your student loans, they will quite literally call you every 3 seconds and threaten to take your first child. You know, these are federal loans. It's very serious. The thing that I did is I just started working and keeping my head down. And I was working in finance as an assistant, and I became an executive assistant. And 4 years later, I was a vice president of the administration, just working really hard to pay down my student loans. I left that organization because I wanted to start a company called Social Autopsy. And what it was essentially going to be used as was to help children navigate the internet. It was sort of a cyberbullying tube. And what happened by accident was I ended in the middle of a culture war, a scandal that came to be known as Gamergate. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I certainly was not.
Scammergate?
Gamergate. Yeah.
Okay. No, I haven't heard of it.
Basically, I can tell you the nucleus of the situation. A bunch of girls were saying that they were being harassed by anonymous men on the internet via Twitter. And these girls were kind of all launched to fame and all now have 501c3 charities. And they said these men were gamers and they were harassing them and they were misogynist and they were sexist.
And it was fake.
And these, yes, yeah, it was, well, the media said it was true. Milo Yiannopoulos, who you might be familiar with, was the only journalist in Breitbart that was saying that it wasn't true. And this is actually the scandal that launched Milo Yiannopoulos to fame. He was the only journalist that was saying that these girls were harassing themselves and there was something to it. Here comes me. I know nothing about Gamergate scandal. I didn't care about politics. And I did a Kickstarter campaign promoting this project that I was going to come up with that was going to, I said in the Kickstarter campaign, figuratively lift the mask off of trolls. When I said that, there was this mass freakout and a bunch of liberal media heads tried to smear me and smear my company so that we couldn't get funded because they were afraid that we were going to be able to unmask troll accounts on the internet. Uh-huh. What I basically learned during this was that Twitter was running an anti-harassment arm, apparently anti-harassment. they were actually doing the harassing during the campaign. So there would be accounts that said, you know, Trump 2020, that they support Donald Trump, and then they would go and they would find Black Lives Matter supporters and say, you know, the N-word to them, or they'd find women and say they were going to rape them. And then the Washington Post would write an article saying Trump supporters are threatening women, Trump supporters are racist. So it was essentially all a scam. It was all a lie. And this is kind of what anonymity on the internet affords you. You can pretend you're someone you're not. You could just be a girl in the basement pretending that you're a man and a Trump supporter. When I spoke out and said that I discovered this, they tried to smear me. The Washington Post tried to smear me. And I threatened to sue them. I was able to catch the reporter on camera. I recorded it because I just had an inkling that something was off with the interview. And they pulled the article and said, we're not going to run the article because you're just not important enough. So
who,
it was a
was
severe red pill. The Washington Post. Okay. The writer's name was Caitlin Dewey.
Okay.
So I narrowly avoided a smear campaign with the Washington Post, and I was a private citizen. So if there's anything that's going to, you know, knock the wind out of you and make you realize that your entire life has been a lie, and the people that you thought that you could trust, which was the liberal media for me at that time, are actually sort of, they're colluding and they're sinister and they're trying to create a false narrative. So it was a shock for me, but that was my red pill moment, if you will.
Okay. That's why you, Red Pill's affiliated with your name.
Correct.
Okay.
Red Pill Black.
Yep. Okay. Wow. And were you an Obama supporter ever?
No, so I didn't vote for Obama.
Okay.
Incidentally, though, like if I was voting and I cared about politics and I wasn't in college, I would have voted for him.
Uh-huh.
I was definitely under the illusion. I was the, oh, my God, it's Obama. It's a black president. Yay, this means change. Like I tell you, I was a sleepy liberal. Just I'm black and I should be Democrat and put no thought behind it.
Wow. Look at you go.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay. I'm so glad you shared that story. Now, one of the reasons you're here, the main reason you're here tonight is to help promote the Boulder County GOP Lincoln Reagan Dinner, which is happening Saturday, February 3rd. And if you want to register for that dinner, which I highly recommend you do, go to www.bocogop.org. It's bocogop.org. And I'm going to let Candace elaborate on why you want to be there. I'm going to intro this with some stats from Boulder County. There are registered active voters in Boulder County numbering 215,000. Of those, 45% are Democrat, 36% are unaffiliated, 17% are Republican, and then the 2% all the other, you know, minority-type parties. Government is the biggest employer in Boulder County. 21.3% of the employment is government employment. And CU, basically, is just an un-American campus. And in the midst of all that leftism, you're going to be there, Candace, next Saturday, February 3rd. Why, besides you being there, which I can't wait to meet you in person, tell us why else we want to be there.
You want to be there because I think it's time for everyone to challenge what they have accepted to be the truth. It's time for people to see a different perspective. It's time to see what I define as a new conservative movement that's happening. It's younger, it's fresher, it's people like Charlie Kirk and Ben Shapiro and people like me that are willing to challenge the status quo.
Yep.
And if you consider yourself a part of that 37% that's unaffiliated, then maybe we can sway you and maybe you can see what it's all about. And you'll understand eventually that what your media has sold you isn't real, like I did.
And you know what? You are such an inspiration, Candace. I love your story. I love how
you
took it on. I love how you took on the fraud bravely and stood your ground. You did not back down. And here you are calling out the lies, calling out the left, calling out the entertainers in the media that you used to think you could trust, because we're all kind of brought up that way. You know, whatever
Correct.
We're fed, it's, oh, that's the truth. Now, if you want to follow Candace on social media, go out to Twitter and look her up. She is at Real Candace O. And on Facebook, she's at Real Candace Owens. It's all spelled like it sounds. And if you really want to be entertained, go out on YouTube and look for Candace and watch her many, many YouTube videos and experience this wonderful lady that's on the line with us tonight on the Michelle Morin Show. And we're going to keep Candace for one more segment. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about women's issues and a little bit more about some of the race issues that are being used against truth and our president and you and me who voted for him. And we're going to talk more with Candace when we come back here on this special edition of the Michelle Morin Show.